Folks, this is Braylon with Sports Noise Podcast. This is episode number 5. It is Monday, April 29th, 2024. And have the playoffs changed? So, the NBA playoffs, we had a sweep. That's mostly what I'm going to be talking about. But some teams that are coming back, and, potentially coming back, and, I think some teams are getting too lazy. So first off, Timberwolves sweep the Suns. Our first sweep, and that is huge. The Timberwolves look scary. Ant is playing out of his mind. He's dunking. He might be Michael Jordan's son. I know everybody thought it's Jimmy. Maybe it's Ant. But, Devin Booker, KD. So I was looking at some stuff. And the Phoenix Suns do not have a first-round draft pick until it was 2030, 2028. But they are, Bradley Beal, last game had five or seven points. And, Bradley Beal is not good. He's old. KD, the only way I think they can get some number one picks is by trading Book or KD. I don't even know that they'll get that much for KD. KD's still a baller, but he's old. He's had some injuries. I think it's going to have to be D-Book if they want to get some, good draft picks. But the Timberwolves, man, they look scary. Gobert been playing good. I think this Wolves team, do you think you can maybe make a deep playoff run? I'm starting to think maybe. As I think about it more, you got the Clippers, you got the Mavericks, you got the Nuggets, and even the Thunder. And this might not happen, Thunder, Timberwolves, that would be a fun series. Two young teams going up. Wolves are not as young. They got Kyle Anderson, Naz Reid, Sixth Man of the Year, Naz Reid. It's been great this season. He's like 29, 30, and he just now getting to his best season of his career. So congrats to him. But Clippers, Mavericks. What a heartbreaker yesterday. Down 31. The Mavs were down 31. They played disgusting. They were bad. Luka has not been himself this series, his knee, that knee that's been getting hurt, got hurt the last two times in the last game, in the game before. We need Luka to be healthy if we want to beat the Clippers, win the series, make a playoff run. And the Mavs kind of got, they face the Clippers team. The Clippers are better than, I think they're better than the Thunder, Pelicans. I think they're better than the Lakers. I think they can beat a Suns team. Mavs got put in a bad spot. Having to face one of the best teams in the West first. What's crazy is, first game, lost, Kawhi didn't play. Next two games, Kawhi played, they won. And then this one, Kawhi didn't play, and they win. I mean, if it's working, Kawhi, come on. Come play. But I'm just praying the Mavs win. It's good that they got they get 2 days off, so they last game was Sunday. And they play Wednesday. Just a mental break from basketball, mental break from all the stress, all the loud fans cheering. Yeah, just Luka staying healthy is the biggest thing. PJ needs to shoot the ball. What was funny, Friday, game three, Terrence Mann, mad at PJ Washington, looking at the bench English. So Terrence Mann goes up to them, they're in a scuffle, trying to break it up, and no fight or anything, just arguing, trying to break it up, and PJ Washington looks away from Terrence Mann to the Clippers bench with his arms crossed, looking, just the type of disrespect, and it's funny disrespect because it's our guy. PJ Washington is, he's a total upgrade from Grant Williams. If you look at Grant Williams, look at PJ Washington, I'm starting to think, how did the Charlotte Hornets think this was okay? How were they okay with this? How did they get Grant Williams and being okay with getting, how did they get Grant Williams and Seth Curry and give up PJ Washington? PJ Washington's a baller. Defense is insane. Gotta shoot better. The Mavs have not played good offense this whole series. Yesterday was such a heartbreaker. We lost by 5, but we tied it. Kyrie knocked down some triples. Paul George, that one shot in the corner, he leaped. And the announcers said they went back and looked at it. And when he released the ball, he was so far into the corner, he was behind the backboard. And he shot it. And, you got a guy, NBA player that's at least, just an NBA player with their hand up in your face, behind the backboard, falling down, a luck shot, and as Paul George would say, it's a bad shot, being 3-1 is such an advantage. 2-2 or 3-1. 3-1 is, one more game and you win the series. And then the other team, they got to win 3 games to win the series. But now you have to win 2 and they have to win 2. And going back to Los Angeles is what scares me. And Luka needs to be healthy. Luka needs to stop arguing with the referees. The officials, I know they're not making good calls. Harden, shooting it past few games, shooting a 3 and sticking his leg out, hooking his leg against the other team's leg or the other player's legs. And then the refs calling that a foul, that can't happen in a playoff series. Going back to LA, it does scare me. Luka needs to get his head in the game. He's not played like Luka. This whole series, he's not played good. He's not been like regular season Luka. He's missing his threes. He was 40% from the 3-point line this season. And in the playoff series, he's been under 30, which cannot happen. And he's clutch in the playoffs. We've seen it. He's a great playoff player. I think he needs a little break. And so that's why I'm happy with it being a two that's how I'm happy with it being two days until they play their next game. Next is Heat and the Celtics. This one is over, in my opinion. I mean, Celtics are up 2-1 now. They played They played Saturday. And, I mean, I've said this over and over and over. Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, the rest of them cannot beat, I mean, like a number one seed Celtics that were insane in the regular season without Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler has carried them to two finals, and every year they're deep in the playoffs, and that's because of playoff Jimmy. And without him, it's over. I was surprised they got one in Boston. They got one in Boston. So, I mean, they do play in Miami next game. I mean, it could happen. I mean, it's sports. Anything can happen. But in my opinion, this game is over. I see the Celtics winning every single game from now on. I don't see the Heat winning any other games. So, Nuggets, I think it's the same as the Celtics series. Nuggets, I mean, they do play tonight. Nuggets are up 3-1. Los Angeles, I feel like kind of stole one from the Nuggets. Like, I feel like the Nuggets got a little too comfortable beating the Lakers that much. And I think if they really wanted to, they could have beat the Lakers last game in game four. So, I mean, game three. So, game five. Wait, no. Yes, game four. Yes, last game was game four. This is game five today. I think Nuggets are going to win this one. I mean, LeBron and AD. AD and LeBron, they're not going to come back from a 3-1. We've seen LeBron do it, we've seen him be the first for a lot of things. Was the first to win, was the first to come back from a 3-1 deficit. And then, first one to win the NBA in-season tournament. He's done a lot. First one, all-time leading scorer, first one to do 40,000 points. Don't think it's going to happen. Is this LeBron's last season in L.A.? Maybe. And I was talking it over with somebody. And, I mean, Dallas would be a great destination for LeBron to land. He loves Jason Kidd, loves Luka, loves Kyrie. I mean, people think they don't like each other. They love each other. And, we got the pieces. We have the talent to win a finals. And adding a LeBron James, I mean, who's beating that? I mean, even the Nuggets and Jokic. I mean, just, I don't think so. Who's beating LeBron? LeBron, Luka, Kyrie. Those three players on the team should not happen. That shouldn't be fair. So LeBron, hashtag LeBron, come to Dallas. Because I am a Dallas fan myself. Last video, I told you all my favorite sports teams. Rangers for baseball, Stars for hockey, Eagles for football, Philadelphia Eagles for football. If you want to know why I'm an Eagles fan, you can go back and watch the last episode. And then, of course, Mavericks for basketball. But OKC play the Pelicans tonight. Is it time for our second sweep? I think it is. I mean, OKC, even though they are winning 3-0 against the Pelicans, I don't think they're as good as we think. I don't think they're ready to take that next step. So when OKC wins this series, which I think there's almost no possible chance that the Pelicans come back from a 3-0 deficit. So I see a sweep. But they will play the winner of the Mavs, Clippers. And I don't see OKC beating the Mavs or the Clippers. I don't see the Thunder beating the Mavs or the Clippers. So, I think the Thunder beat the Pelicans. Don't get past the second round. I think if the Mavs lose to the Clippers, I think the Clippers... It's so tough. I mean, the West is just so tough. But I think they maybe are able to beat Denver. I think that depends if Kawhi plays Kawhi basketball. If Kawhi is healthy and he's playing good good basketball. I think they can beat the Nuggets, but without him, don't see it. 76ers and Knicks. This has been a fun series so far. Knicks up 3-1 on the Sixers. Tyrese Maxey has not been playing good. And last game, Joel Embiid had 0 points. Excuse me. In the last quarter, in the final quarter, fourth quarter, until like 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and he makes a free throw. You can't have your star player not have any points in the fourth quarter. I mean, until 2 minutes, because I mean, that's 10 minutes of basketball. You can't have your star player not have any points for 10 minutes straight, especially in the fourth quarter. I think the Knicks are going to be pushing a deep playoff run. I don't think the East is obviously not as good as the West. I do see Knicks winning the series. I think they might go far. Who beats the Knicks? I mean, Celtics probably. But my prediction is not looking too good. I predicted Nuggets Bucks, and the Bucks are down 3-1 to the Pacers. The Pacers, the comeback is real, and Siakam has been so good, so good. The Pacers, their GM, an absolute genius to get Siakam. He's got playoff experience, he's been to the finals, been in the playoffs a couple times. And, I mean, just Siakam, Haliburton, Miles Turner, that is a scary team. And they win it. I mean, Bucks aren't coming back, especially without Dame. So that means Giannis is out and Dame is out. And without your two star players, I mean, who leads your offense? I mean, Brooke Lopez? No. Not Patrick Beverley. The Bucks are in trouble. Just again, Siakam, so good. So I am gonna wrap this one up. I am excited to see hopefully our second sweep of the playoffs, and I mean, playoff basketball is just so good. I'm hoping LeBron comes to Dallas. It'd be such a good fit. Loves Luka. The thing that does scare me, and I mean, I know Luka is loyal, but he's got a best friend in Denver, and his name's Jokic, and he's the best player in the NBA, and he's already won a championship, and they are best friends. And the thing is, I mean, if Jokic ever is like, hey Luka, how about we win some championships together in Denver? I mean, it's just so scary. I mean, and it probably won't happen, but I think if Luka goes to Denver, basketball dreams are crushed. I'm just joking. But that would be scary if Jokic and Luka pair up. You know, I love the idea of Jokic pairing up with Luka. How about in Dallas? We have a better squad in Dallas without Jokic. We have a better squad than Denver. What makes Denver so good is Jokic. And Jamal Murray. I mean, Jamal Murray, I should give him more credit. Aaron Gordon, too. MPJ. But, I mean, without Jokic, if we take without Jokic and without Luka, and we Mavs play the Nuggets, I see the Mavs winning, like, 8 times out of 10. Thing to keep an eye for is if LeBron wants to stay in LA, wants to move. I know he does want to play with his son, and I mean, his son coming up in the draft. soon, a couple years. But I mean, and if somebody's gonna draft Bronny just to get LeBron there. I mean, LeBron brings so much money to an organization. I mean, say he goes to a random team like the Magic. If he goes to the Magic, I mean, the Magic fans, they're automatically going to be buying LeBron jerseys, LeBron everything. I mean, and LeBron's just such a, just a player that you don't ever see. I mean, the only player we've seen like LeBron is Kobe and MJ. And I mean, NBA's been going on for 76, 77 years. And we've only seen three guys like that talent, like that, I mean, just like that play style, and that are so good at it. I mean, yeah. And, okay, so last thing, the Clippers-Mavs series. I was also talking to somebody about the Clippers have upcoming Hall of Famers on upcoming Hall of Famers. Russell Westbrook, Hall of Famer, eventually. Paul George, future Hall of Famer. Kawhi, future Hall of Famer. And James Harden, future Hall of Famer. Four future Hall of Famers on one team. And the Clippers, they are an old team. I mean, they are led by old veteran players. I mean, all of them are past their prime. I love Westbrook. I mean, he's one of my favorite players. Love UCLA. But yes, Westbrook is past his prime. PG-13 is past his prime. Kawhi, his prime was late San Antonio, early Toronto days. And then Harden, of course, he's past his prime. Prime was in Houston. But four Hall of Famers, and that, I mean, even though they're like, even though they're not as good, they're not in their prime, there's still four future Hall of Famers. That's incredible, incredibly hard to beat. So I am going to wrap this one up. But I do have a website now, Sports Noise with Braylon. I'll see y'all tomorrow for another episode. Episode number 6 is tomorrow. Episode number 5. Hopefully this goes on for a long, long time. And I've said this before, but I'm only doing NBA for the playoffs right now. As soon as NBA playoffs are done, we're going to MLB. I'll talk about like NFL occasionally, just in like the off season. When NFL season rolls around, you know, I'm all on NFL. But right now, just on NBA. So it's gonna be like, I mean, maybe like a month of just NBA, a month of MLB, a month of NFL. But dang, them Eagles, man. Saquon, Kenyon Mitchell got him in the draft. I mean, great cornerback. Howie Roseman is an absolute genius. I mean, great GM for Philly. He knew when four cornerbacks were coming in the draft. Drafted the one he wanted. Drafted the guy he wanted. This was after Kenyon Mitchell. Drafted the guy he wanted, and then three other teams draft cornerbacks. I mean, just a really smart, talented in what he does guy. So, last time, I'm going to wrap it up. This is Monday, April 29th. I'll see y'all tomorrow. This is Braylon's Sports Noise Podcast. See y'all tomorrow for episode number 6.